This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A woman who attended the climate change gathering in Poland last week is in Rapid City, South Dakota, providing updates. Andrea Carmen is executive director of the International Indian Treaty Council. She was a member of a group of indigenous people who found a new place at the table in climate talks. Victoria Wicks has more.
The 24th Conference of the Parties, or COP24, was called to work out a plan to put the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement into action. Andrea Carmen says indigenous people will now have meaningful participation in that plan. Conference participants officially adopted a new platform to give indigenous people equal rights and equal footing. She says some countries objected to allowing indigenous people to have the same status as their own representatives. But she says those countries recognize the value of indigenous people's potential contributions.
They also are quite desperately seeking our advice and information and input, because everybody except maybe just a few politicians realizes the crisis situation we're up against.
Signatories to the Paris Accord agreed to cap global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Now, Carmen says some countries are trying to back out of that agreement, but she insists it must stand.
Many, many scientists have said that anything more than that, indigenous peoples' ways of life and ecosystems will be devastated, and that means cultural destruction as well.
Carmen says all humans depend on a healthy earth, but indigenous people are in the forefront because of their direct relationship with the natural world. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
An updated version of a bill that would promote energy development and independence on tribal lands awaits President Trump's signature. Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports it allows more flexibility in managing oil, gas, and other projects.
The Indian Tribal Energy Development and Self-Determination Act amendments would reduce federal regulation on contracts and leases on reservations. It directs the Energy and Interior Departments to help tribes with technical assistance, planning, and management. The bill amends the Federal Power Act to give tribes increased preference for receiving hydroelectric licenses. In addition, it creates four new projects that would generate energy using biomass for tribal and Alaska Native corporations. The Tribal Energy Act was approved by the U.S. House Monday after the U.S. Senate passed it by unanimous consent last year. Lawmakers had failed to approve other similar energy bills for nearly a decade. The Bureau of Indian Affairs currently approves all energy development projects on tribal lands. Navajo Nation President Russell Begay applauded the bill and says the tribe wants to take full control over its natural resources. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
Tribes and Native organizations are applauding the passage of the Farm Bill, which includes a number of tribal provisions. Among benefits, it establishes a USDA Tribal Advisory Committee, assists in food sovereignty efforts, and expands agricultural economic development. Tribes, Native organizations, and the Native Farm Bill Coalition advocated for tribal communities. The Senate passed the bill Tuesday, followed by the House on Wednesday. Montana State University announced this week it's completed fundraising for a $20 million American Indian Hall on campus after gifts from some Montana families. The project was first proposed more than a decade ago, but securing funds was a challenge. The university now plans to break ground in March and host an opening by 2021. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by BNSF Railway Company. BNSF honors the commitment of Armed Forces members and is a top employer for U.S. military veterans, hiring over 9,000 veterans since 2005. More at jobs.bnsf.com. Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at aarp.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.